there's a bit of a dark cloud hanging over the club in general here at the moment. Mood is particularly low. And the FA Cup on Tuesday night was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for many, with their opinions towards Mick McCarthy. But not just the manager, there's also concerns and worry about the lack of spending from the owner, Mark Evans, as well. So just there's been a sense for a little while that the club's treading water and going nowhere fast, and Tuesday night just sort of backed that up, really.
Do the Ipswich fans feel that they should be a team who are pushing season in, season out for playoffs at least, really?
No, I would say that most of them are sensible and realistic and realise that it's a different financial playing field now, especially this season with the Newcastles and the new Aston Villas throwing around a lot of money. I don't think anyone sort of automatically think that they should be a club that's pushing for promotion or has got some divine right to be in the Premier League. I think the crux of the frustration is more about the complete lack of entertainment value being dished up on the field at the moment. It's not just been the last few weeks. It's been probably since the start of 2016 that so many of the games have kind of blurred into one and been sort of non-events, really. So it's more about what they're seeing as opposed to sense that they should be somewhere in the table.
What about Huddersfield Town? How are they being seen down in Ipswich? Are you seeing them as most are, as a real surprise package? Although I suppose with 26 games gone by this point, the surprise has gone.
Yeah, I guess so. I think everyone certainly was very impressed with Huddersfield down at Portman Road earlier in the season. I guess they were a bit of a surprise package, as you say, early on with quite a high turnover of players. But I seem to remember Huddersfield playing pretty well against Ipswich at the back end of last season up at your place. And they were certainly a team that stuck in my mind as potential dark horses for the season. And it looks like, looking from afar, that little sticky patch is kind of over that and back to winning ways. And certainly Mick McCarthy today has tipped them to last the course and finish in that top six. So high praise indeed.
I'm interested, Stuart, about the Ipswich Town midfield. Town, Huddersfield Town, seem to have an issue at the moment with injuries. The Jack Payne suspended. You've got Casey Palmer, who's injured on Thursday at the press conference. David Wagner's been talking about how Aaron Moy looks like he could be out for the game. So do you guys have a midfield that could capitalise on all those changes?
Well, anyone who watched Tuesday night on primetime telly on BBC One, I think close to 5 million, will be telling you no. To be honest, you mentioned the injury problems up at Huddersfield. I think Ipswich could probably beat that at the moment. They got the best part of an entire team sidelined. Another major blow this week in that Adam Webster, who's done fantastically, a summer signing at centre-back, was being sort of touted as a potential quickfire move to the Premier League. He's out for the season with an ankle injury picked up in training. Bishop, McGoldrick, the list goes on. So they've got plenty of players out, certainly most of their creative players sidelined. You mentioned the midfield. They all went missing on Tuesday night against the non-league opposition. So no one really sort of knocking the door down to replace them either at the moment. So, that probably answers your question.
If Mick McCarthy is going to motivate one person, though, who could be a spark for Ipswich on Saturday, who would you say it was, Stuart?
Well, they've all got to buck their ideas up, to be honest, after Tuesday night, as non-league Lincoln looked like the championship team in both the games, actually. They had better quality at Portman Road and were very fortunate, unfortunate to be pegged back late on and go to the replay. And Tuesday night was just a case of having more fight and more desire for it. So I think first and foremost, Mick McCarthy will be getting his players to return to that sort of aggressive style of play, high tempo style of play that got them into the playoffs a couple of years ago. Some of that's been lacking badly in recent weeks. To pick out a single player, perhaps one of the couple of the players that got rested on Tuesday night, somebody like Freddie Sears, a striker who's on a bit of a barren goal-scoring run this season, he might be one to look out for. But certainly no one jumping off the page at the moment. Tom Lawrence has been a bit of an oversight there. Tom Lawrence has been the main man. He's on loan from Leicester and he's been scoring a hatful of very impressive goal of the season contenders, so he's the star man without doubt.
Well, Stuart Watson, I'm looking forward to this game. Stuart Watson, for the chief football writer at the East Anglian Daily Times. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No problem.